Hello, Grinders, and welcome to the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. I'm your host, Travis Mangone, here to break down the games for you guys and really kind of dive in and, check out what are the best plays, what are the worst plays, and talk about the MLB slate with you guys and really just dive into it because we have a big one. This is not something we see a lot right now, at least nowadays, because they've been splitting the games up and playing games early, but we don't have that today. We have one game that's not on the slate. That's the Brewers and the Cubs, but the rest of them, they're all on the slate. Starting at 7 o'clock. So I mean, first of all, like, ownership is going to be out the window. Don't even worry about ownership on this slate. It's not really going to matter. There's tons of different pitchers to pay for, tons of different offenses to pay for. So yeah, I don't think you have to worry about ownership at all on this slate. So it should be really fun. Great for your cash games, awesome for tournaments, just because you don't have to worry about ownership. Again, it's a nice thing to do. So yeah, excited about this MLB slate. We also have some big NBA games coming up this, tomorrow and or tonight and tomorrow. Should be a lot of fun. Should be a great sports weekend with the draft going on too. So hopefully you guys, a good weekend to try and, stay inside and watch those games if you can. But let's dive right in and kind of talk about the pitcher position first. And at the top, we got a lot of aces to look at here. At the top, we have Kluber and DeGrom. I mean, they're two guys that have been pitching pretty well this season. Definitely guys to like. DeGrom has the best matchup on the board. I think that's like the big thing to talk about here. Problem is the price, right? It's kind of expensive on a site like DraftKings. I'm a little worried about it. Fantasy Draft 2, he's really expensive. Again, I think he's a good play. He's a guy that I'm probably going to have exposure to more on FanDuel rather than DraftKings and Fantasy Draft. But I don't know. I think he's a really great play. If you want to play him and you have the money for it, go ahead. I don't know. I just feel like on these two pitcher sites, it's more so looking to be Steven Strasburg for me. I really like his price. Again, like I said with DeGrom, matchup's incredible. We're going to have a lot of righties there. Should definitely dominate. Should be. It's just a great spot. But I don't know. Strasburg is just, the price is too cheap. That's just too cheap for that price. It's crazy. I don't know why he's been really like priced down this year, and I want to take advantage of it before it keeps going up, up, and up. He's against the Cardinals. I see Arizona. I'm thinking football. The draft last night. The Arizona Diamondbacks, and that Diamondbacks offense is not good. You look at that lineup up and down right now, it is not pretty. I mean, they have Peralta, Goldschmidt, and Pollock, right? Those are guys that we worry about a little bit. Those are three really good bats. But then other than that, it's like Kettle Marte, Daniel Descalso batting fifth, Avila sixth, Ahmed, Dyson. I'm just really not worried about this Diamondbacks lineup at all. Vegas likes, Strasburg, 3.16 run total. That's obviously going to be in his favor. Wind's blowing in a little bit, so that's something that helps. I know DeGrom's going to have that really nice park in San Diego and that really nice matchup, but the more and more I think about it, it's just Strasburg. He's the guy that I want because of the price. On FanDuel, when it's closer in price, I like DeGrom, but that's kind of the guys that I'm looking at there. Looking at the next one, Corey Kluber, right? He's a guy that I think you really, really have to be considering. The problem is it's the Mariners, right? The Mariners, they don't strike out a ton. That's the one thing that you know about them. They don't strike out a lot. And this is a pretty decent offense. It's not one that I really want to attack. And do we ever say to ourselves, hey, let's attack the Seattle offense? It's not really something many people do. So, I just don't know how interested I am. Also, there is some weather, it looks like, that's going to happen. And again, that's Kevin Ross' job to figure out. But right now, I'm seeing that there's going to be weather between 5 and 10. And I don't know how heavy it is. And, if the storms will move, I don't know all that. But obviously, just that has me slightly concerned. So, something I'm going to be watching up to lock. I just think, again, Kluber, really phenomenal tournament play, a guy that can strike out any team on any day. He's a really great pitcher, but I just am going to stay away, I think, and I'm going to go more DeGrom or I'm going to go Strasburg. That's kind of my thought so far at the top at pitcher on today's slate. There's still some other good pitchers on this slate too, and there's some guys that are overpriced, like Ryu here. Like, why is he more expensive than Strasburg? That's pretty crazy to me. He's a guy that he's been great to start out the year. I get it. If you've been, say you were on the train to start out and you've been riding this gravy train and you want to keep riding it out until it burns, go ahead, play him again. I always say that to people, but I'm not going to be chasing Ryu right now. I know he's been phenomenal, but he's got to regress here. I don't know, and I mean, the Giants are not a spot where I'm thinking it's going to happen because, the Giants, man, they are striking out a ton so far to start out the year. And they're a team that we're not used to being a more strikeout-heavy team, which is interesting. But, Ryu, he's just a guy that, at that price, I'm just going to Strasburg instead. I like the matchup for him a little better and the price and the talent of the pitcher. Severino, he's a guy to like, but it's the Angels offense. Do we want to target the Angels offense? I'll pass on that. I know it's a nice park upgrade for him, but I don't think I need to be doing it. If you want to in tournaments, I get it. He's a pretty elite arm, but I don't know. Again, I just in this price range, that's not where I'm going to go. Aaron Nola, he's a guy that I love. I'm a big fan of Nola and what he's, you know, his pitches. He's just phenomenal, has a really nice curve. So he's a guy that I like playing a lot. Problem is the matchup against the Braves. The Braves are not a fun team to target. They got a lot of guys that are, you know, really good base runners. They have really good hitters, just like good contact hitters. They got a nice amount of power. I mean, this lineup is sneaky good. So I'm not targeting the Braves here, or sorry, Nola here. I just don't think it's the right spot for Nola. I'll pass. And you even see, like, he just played him pretty recently. I don't really like taking my pitchers when they played a team recently because they just saw his pitches and whatnot. And I know that it's like a division rival, but, you know, when you see a pitcher the second time, pretty recently, I think it's always favors the hitters a little bit. And, you know, he didn't have a great outing the last time. And I'm not trying to be like too like results oriented, but the Braves are just not a team I like to target too much. So I'm staying away from Nola. Dallas Keuchel, man, the matchup against the A's, it's kind of interesting. He's a great, like, real life talented pitcher, but he just doesn't get the K's for me to want to play him in DFS. But I do like the price. If you, let's just say you're building a team and you land on 8,800, right? I wouldn't hate putting him in and just being like, I like my other pitcher. I like my offenses a lot. And I feel like Keuchel won't kill me completely. You just got to realize the upside for, like, you know, double digit K's is probably not there because he doesn't do that. So if you're just comfortable with at this price tag, maybe getting a little bit above 20, I guess that's kind of fair and what he'll probably end up doing here against Oakland. So I don't hate the play with Dallas Keuchel, but I'm not totally in love with it. We know how the A's offense, they can sometimes do some damage. And what they also do is they get really righty heavy, and that would worry me about Keuchel. Again, I like Keuchel as a real life pitcher. I think he's really talented, but when a team just gets full righty heavy on you, that can be a little bit scary at times. And so yeah, that's kind of it for Keuchel. More of a better real life pitcher than a DFS guy for me. Zach Godley, I don't love this matchup for him as much. This also depends on what lineup that they roll out here in Washington, because Washington has a really ugly lineup right now. It is not pretty what they're putting out there with the injuries that they've been dealing with Adam Eaton and Anthony Rendon. So I kind of have to see what the Nationals lineup is. The projected lineup we have is Trey Turner, Kendrick, Harper, Zimmerman, Adams, Weirs, Taylor, and Defoe. I mean, that's not that pretty either. If you want to take a shot on Godley in tournaments when a lot of people being on Strasburg, I don't hate it. It's a nice leverage play in tournaments. People will not be on Godley. I think that's pretty interesting. So if you want to play him, I don't mind it. Not one of my favorite plays, but I think in this range, I wouldn't hate going this route. And actually, in this range, he probably is my favorite play in this range if you force me to, but this is not a range that's absolutely loaded, right? It's just kind of Nola, Keuchel, Godley, and then Minaya, who we'll get to now. And I'm not targeting the, you know, the Astros. It just doesn't, not a winning proposition. There's just no need for me to do that. And again, yeah, he had that great outing against the Red Sox. I'll say this, man. Minaya's a guy that I wanted to be on to start out the year and kind of like ride out, but these matchups have been so bad. But he's looked phenomenal, so it's kind of unfortunate. I'm not going to play Minaya here, though. If you played him in the last start, right, give him another shot because you got the no-hitter. Congrats, but I'm not going to play him here today. There's a lot of guys in this next range of pitchers, and I guess it's just kind of the rest of the guys. I know, like, there's a bunch of prices, so I'm going to go basically from 7,800 down and talk about some of these guys and who I like, who I don't like. Ronaldo Lopez, he's a guy that I'll pass on here. Don't think we need to really go that route. He has upside in tournaments where I wouldn't hate it against a team like the Royals. We're not that great of an offense, so I wouldn't hate going that route in tournaments. But again, I'm a cash game player. I kind of look at it more from a cash game perspective. But in tournaments, I wouldn't hate going the Lopez route. Definitely goes for a park upgrade from the Chicago White Sox park to the Kansas City Royals one. So that's obviously helpful. Tyler Anderson is up next, and hey, it's great. He gets out of Coors, goes into Miami. Really nice upgrade for him. If you look at what he's done so far to start this year, he's been decent. He hasn't been bad. I know, you know, look at some of the other stats. They're a little ugly, but he's got some K upside, right? The Ks are kind of there. He had some matchups, you know, some tough ones, right? Coupling Coors and had a bunch against San Diego, but I don't know. I don't love his price. It, like, kind of has me cringing paying that price for Tyler Anderson because I don't really play him much, but I don't know. Someone we have to dive into a little bit more. I don't have him. You know, he's not a guy that I want to just cross off the table. I think he's someone to consider. I know the Marlins haven't been striking out a ton, and that's kind of a little frustrating. They got the Kershaw the other day. Like, that was something that was frustrating, but Kershaw was so owned, it didn't matter that much. But either way, it's just one of those things where the Marlins offense is not good. You have to trust that throughout the rest of the season. Can't be results-oriented. So I think Anderson is certainly in play, even at that price, which kind of feels high just because, again, I don't really play Tyler Anderson much because he's normally really cheap and in cores, but I don't mind him. Then we got the Lizard King, Milas Mikolas. And against the Pirates, nice park upgrade for him. There's a lot of upside here. I do worry about the Pirates matchup a little bit. They're a team that doesn't strike out a lot, a team that we don't like to target too much. I have to see what the lineup is. If the lineup can kind of get ugly, that'll be nice, but I have to really see that lineup with Mikolas, but he's certainly in play, right? He's in the player pool, likely gets kicked out of it, but I think he's in play and someone I am considering and need to really see that Pirates lineup to pull the trigger, because I'm curious of him. I think he's a really interesting play, and I don't know, who doesn't want a roster guy named the Lizard King, right? It's such a funny nickname. Drew Pomerantz, he's someone to consider. You know, you get the Tampa Bay Rays, they're a team that we want to target a lot. Definitely always going to be a team that I want to look at. Game is in Boston, though. That's the one thing I have some concerns about with the ballpark, right? Park upgrade for the Rays, and Pomerantz coming back from injury. He looked, I guess you could say, okay. Only pitched 3.2 innings, and, just his pitch count was like driven up very high. Had 7 strikeouts, though, which is really impressive. I just worried about that pitch count getting driven up, and it went up to 88 pitches, and if you're worried, was he on a pitch limit of 90 pitches, and could that be the case again? Last start, he was at 100 to 105 pitch count, they said, so I wouldn't worry about that. I think he was just struggling a ton with his control, and he, like I said, he got some of the strikeouts, but he was just having too many issues running up that pitch count, and they wanted to just get him out of there as soon as possible. So yeah, and they probably like the matchup to get out of the inning. It was probably like bases loaded or something, just because he did give up some hits, but he was getting those strikeouts. So I think you can take a shot on him again here against the Rays. The price, $7,500, I don't mind. It's a little scary just seeing that 3.2 innings, but again, he went 88 pitches. Hopefully he can just keep a little better control. And then, like I said, the strikeouts were there. I would assume there'd be enough strikeouts here against the Rays. I know they've been hitting pretty well, but I think he is in play. And I think Snell, he's a guy that I like the talent of him. He's a guy I wish I could play on this slate, but I don't like the matchup, though. The Red Sox is not a team to target. I would stay away from Blake Snell here. Again, love the price, love the talent of the pitcher, but don't like this matchup enough. I will stay away from him. Danny Duffy, he gets a great matchup against the White Sox, but if you guys remember, the White Sox, they kind of destroyed Duffy in his first start of the season. Definitely something that was concerning, and he wasn't looking so great. And he had a couple nice performances to bounce back from it, but then last start struggled. He's just, I think, going to be a guy that's going to be really boom-bust this year. I wouldn't take a shot on him, though, against the White Sox offense. They can hit lefties really well, and they can be scary at times. So I think they're a team that I do want to target throughout the year, but more so with right-handed pitchers or very talented left-handed pitchers. Marcus Stroman, it's weird. $6,700. Why is he this cheap? It doesn't make any sense. Why has he been so bad? You look at the matchups, too, right? You think today, hey, oh, he gets Texas. This will be a great matchup. Well, last outing against Texas, he struggled a ton. Gave up 5 runs. Only went 4.2 innings. And the other problem is he doesn't have a lot of strikeout upside. We love Stroman because he's really good at just being a great, soft contact, ground ball pitcher that doesn't give up a ton of runs, and he is really good at limiting the damage, and that has not been the case this year. I'm gonna have to fade Stroman in this spot. I get it at this price, it just looks appealing, but I will pass on him. Same with Julio Teheran, another guy. I know he's looked good the last couple starts, and one against Philly he looked great too. He's gonna be a really boom bust guy. He's more of a tournament play. If you have $6,500 and want to play him in tournaments, I get it, totally understand. I think you can take a shot, but I don't know, I'm not taking a shot on him in tournaments. That's just my take. I'll stay away. I do worry about the Phillies a little bit, and it's a smaller ballpark too that has me worried. Philadelphia is a more of a hitter's park, so I'm going to stay away from Teheran. I do like Luis Castillo for cheap. One reason I like him, I am biased towards him. I'm kind of a Castillo homer. I think he's a really talented pitcher and someone that I love playing all the time. He's just someone that I naturally gravitate to, and I think his price has been too cheap to start out the year. He's someone that I want to play, and one thing I love about him is the strikeout upside. It's just it's just there. Like, he's always going to have strikeout upside almost on any slate. One thing I like with even in cash games with my pitchers, I love taking a guy that I know has a lot of strikeout opportunities. And I just think it's a really interesting spot for him. It's not like one of those spots where it's the Brewers and I feel really safe about getting a lot of strikeouts. But just for 6,300, it seems too cheap where I don't mind taking a shot on him. Twins offense, I kind of want to see what the lineup is, because their lineup can, sometimes it can be a little watered down. So I'm really curious to see what they decide to do with the lineup. But I like Castillo. The Twins have a strikeout percentage at 21.5 against righties, 21.5%. They struggle a lot more against righties than lefties. I think that this could be a spot where they strike out 28.9% against righties rather than lefties. I knew it was more extreme than that. So 28.9% against righties, and then against lefties 20.2%. Righties is where they struggle more. So Castillo is a guy that I want to target on this slate. I like him a lot, and he's just way too cheap. I think he's going to be my cash game SP2 pitcher. The problem is I need to kind of get more, the lineups out there and really play around things. If I can double pay up for DeGrom and Strasburg, I'll do my best to. I don't feel like I have this, I think there's good bats on this slate, but I don't have this, like, offense that I feel like I have to pay for, this hitting environment. Like, I don't have Coors or, let's say the Yankees with those expensive outfielders and the wind blowing out and it being hot. I don't have that situation. But if you want to go cheap, Castillo is, I think, my guy here. Below Castillo, there's not a lot that I really want to roster here in this range. And again, I don't think we have to go that much lower than him. But if we are, let's kind of talk about the guys. Mike Minor against Toronto. That's a pass for me. Don't think I need to be playing him in this spot. I know he's had a couple decent outings here and there. And even against Toronto, it was his best outing of the year. He looked pretty good, but I don't know. I think I'm kind of going to stay away from him in this spot. I don't know. No need for me to go him here. Actually, I paused the podcast because I kind of thought about it. I was wondering, why did Minor have such a good start against Toronto? And I was kind of thinking more about it while I was talking and just rambling, cause like I always do. But I don't know. Mike Minor is actually more interesting. And one thing I want to look up again, you listen to a lot of RG content. You know the Siege loves the sliders against Toronto. It's a thing. It's something that they have struggled a ton against. And Mike Minor actually throws them a lot. So I think he's actually more interesting. If you ever go on, Brooks Baseball, that's a site that I use to look at that. And it's this year, throwing the slider 43% of the time against lefties and 26% against righties. I think he's interesting. He's someone I'm gonna consider more and more here. So, scratch what I said before. Again, I kind of paused the pod just to double check and make sure. Because, again, it was weird. It popped off to me. I said, why do you have such a good start? Because it was a pretty extreme game for him. So, yeah, I'm going to consider it more. And I think if you're building, a bunch of teams, I want to put him in there. If you're a one lineup guy, I wouldn't hate it, I guess, but it's probably something I wouldn't feel as comfortable with. But it seems like more of one of those things. If I was building a player pool of pitchers, I want to get him in there. And it's such a small slate, or such a big slate, you don't have to get that much percentage of him. No one's going to roster him, I feel like, today. Mike Fiers, I'll pass on him. He'll have his outings here and there. I think that White Sox one was like typically one to target. He's a very boom bust guy. He has strikeout upside, but he also can give a lot of fly balls up and give a lot of hard contact. The White Sox, again, if you look at the game logs, he had a good, had a good game against the White Sox, and he will struggle at times in certain matchups. And this is a matchup, Baltimore, I know they can strike out a ton, but they've been swinging the bat a lot better recently. And in this ballpark, I will stay away. I think that'll be a great spot for Manny Machado to hit one out against Fiers, but I'll stay away from Fiers here. Derek Holland, not pass. He's terrible. Phil Hughes, he is bad at baseball. Andrew Heaney, not the right matchup for you. I don't mind Heaney that much. He's whatever, right? It's just this cheap. I'm trying, again, he's 4,800, right? At this point, these pitchers are so cheap. It's like, what do they really have to do for us? But again, a matchup against the Yankees is one I would rather stay away from. Jose Urena, I will pass against the Rockies offense. Clayton Richard, sort of, kind of, maybe. Can we, like, pull it off and make it work? I mean, last outing, he was only, he's 4,500, and it was on a Coors slate, and he ended up getting you 12.5, and you weren't mad about it. And the Mets offense, it's cooled off a little bit. I don't know. I wouldn't hate it if you're reaching in this range. And again, if you're jamming in bats, and you have to go down here, I guess you could go Richard, right? That's the guy I think I'd go. I wouldn't go Ramirez. I doubt I would go, I wouldn't go Chris Tillman. I hate Chris Tillman. He's terrible at baseball. So, that's kind of it. Pitcher is ugly today. And then there's Steven Brault, who I don't know. Why is he so cheap? He is, like, really cheap. Very odd to see him at this price, but I don't really want to target the Cardinals offense that much here either, especially with lefties. There's some guys that are ready that can hit him pretty well. So unless that Cardinals offense gets ugly, I know Pham got hurt the other day, but then was in the lineup again. So I don't know. I will stay away. This range is just a little ugly. And I don't know. I think Mike Minor's the lowest I will go here. And again, love Castillo. He's a guy I'm a big fan of. Castillo and Minor at this cheap range are guys that I'm interested in. Drew Pomerantz, I think he is an interesting play. Even Mikolas and Anderson, those are guys I would consider too. And even Ronaldo Lopez, that range right there in that mid-7Ks is interesting for tournaments. Guys that I'd be considering, and I probably can't play them all, but I'm putting them in the player pool right now, and then I'll have to do my Xing out as the slate goes on. Godley, I don't mind him in that range. He's probably the guy I would take. And then at the top, from Severino up, give me Strasburg, give me DeGrom, and then I guess Kluber would be my number three, and the other two I would not play, but like Strasburg and DeGrom the most, and depending on the site is depending how I'll play them with the salaries. So that about wrap up pitcher. Let's move on to the catcher position. As you guys know, I'm a cash game guy, so catcher's position, I'm not really prioritizing too much. I think the route in tournaments is, hey, if you're not going just and picking home runs out here and there, if you're playing a team, I don't mind always put my catcher in my stack. That's something I normally like to do if I can. If you're building 4-4s, 5-3 stacks, I always try and throw my catcher in there, as long as he's like a decent catcher that can hit a little bit. But if we're going one-offs or just guys we're picking in tournaments, like, of course, Gary Sanchez at the top against the lefty. Yes, he makes sense. He's someone to consider. But I like Wellington Castillo for really cheap, $3,100 against Danny Duffy. I like Castillo. I think he is someone that's intriguing, someone that I will be considering a lot on this slate. Yadier Molina, I don't mind him as a play. I think that he's someone that we can look to target. Wilson Ramos, again, another guy that gets a lefty, that it's a righty that hits lefties very well. So he's someone that I would look at here. Don't love the catcher position. Again, not a spot where I'm looking to target a ton of these guys at the top. I try to pay for cheap if I can, as much as I can. Like, you get Evan Gattis for only $3,200 against a lefty. I know it's a talented lefty, but I'm just trying to find these guys in the cheaper range that I would rather target. I would always love to pay for Gary Sanchez, but I think going the cheaper you can is the better route that you can try and do. I would also wouldn't hate James McCann a little bit against Chris Tillman, because Chris Tillman's just bad. He's just a guy that you want to target. But that's about it for catcher. I think it's a position that, again, like I said, I'm going to try my best to kind of pay down a little bit. I like that mid-3K range. That sounds like the spot where I'm going to be living and waiting for lineups to come out, because that can always sway my opinions a big time at the catcher position on the slate. Let's move on to the first base position. The guy that catches my eye the most in cash games is Joey Votto. Joey Votto, that's Chops Boy that he talks about. Rolls the V-O-T-T-O very nicely. I tried my best impersonation, but it probably wasn't that great. But I like him here. I mean, $4,100 is a crazy price tag against Phil Hughes. I know that left field fence is not the easiest to obviously bang the ball out of the park, but Votto's your great cash game play here. I'm sure he'll draw his walks, and he'll get me points, right, for $4,100. I'm not expecting a zero from him. He'll get me a walk here and there, and he's got a chance to hit one out too. This is a great spot against Phil Hughes for him. So I'm in love with Votto. He's a guy that I'm going to be playing here a ton. If you can pay up for Freddie Freeman, I love paying up for Freddie Freeman. Problem is, I don't know if I will be paying up for Freddie Freeman. Matchup against Nola is not the most appealing one, but if you're playing tournaments, no one will play him. So I think he's interesting. Miguel Cabrera, I love him in this spot. Chris Tillman, again, he's just a bad pitcher that I want to target. Giving up a lot of hard contact per usual. I mean, Chris Tillman is a guy that we want to target. That Tigers offense in that stadium in Baltimore is definitely going to be something that's really appealing. Yeah, like, if you look at the hard contact, and if you go to Roto-Grinders, played IQ, I mean, everything is red on him. He is just terrible at everything that he does. He is someone that I want to be loading up on. So I'm trying to find the hard contact against righties. And again, righties, it's 40.2%, and lefties, it's 34.5%. I actually think, I'm trying to think, like, just like the past couple years, and I've normally targeted Tillman, like, with a lot more righties. So I think these a lot of these power righties like Miguel Castillo in this Tigers offense are going to be guys, again, like, you know, they're good hitters, but they're going to be guys that I want to target. Whenever I target Chris Tillman, just a note, because he plays every 5 days and he's bad. Whenever I target Chris Tillman in my tournament specifically, a lot of people just naturally want to go, oh, let me get those lefties in there. I kind of try to go a little bit of the opposite. Like, if I was building, you know, a Yankee stack, right? Of course, I want Gary Sanchez, you know, I guess Yankee stack's a bad example, but let's just say if there's like a lefty in there, like, that's a good, you know, that's a good hitter, but he's not a guy that I'm in love with. I'll leave him off, right? Even if he's batting towards the top, because I just think those righties are more guys I like to target with. But again, I'm going to load up here with a lot of these guys, like the Martin, Candelario, Cabrera, Castillo, McCann. I think all these guys are in play. Tillman's just bad. Sorry for the side rant, but I'm going to be loading up on Tillman today. Miguel Cabrera, again, love him in this spot. Someone that I want to target. We got Chris Davis with a C against Mike Fiers. I guess you could do it because he's home run prone, but he is a scary guy to play. Wouldn't touch him in cash games and tournaments, maybe, but I don't know. I don't really want to. He's popping for me, but I'm not that interested. It's just that guy's not someone a fun roster for me. Steve Pierce against a lefty. That's a guy that I'm always interested in. I know Minor's been pretty good, though, but, you know, Steve Pierce, whenever he's against a lefty, he's normally going to be batting first. Like him there. We got Wilmer Flores against, you know, a guy like Clayton Richard, lefty there. So I think that's in play. Someone that I would definitely be playing, like his price a lot. Probably more of a play I'm going to try and get in a different position, because he's probably not just first base eligible. Oh, he is now. Man, he was eligible at other positions. They moved him to just first base eligible. So that's the problem, right? I love Wilmer Flores. I'm a big fan of him, especially against lefties. And, like, I really just want to play Votto, though, and Miguel Cabrera. That's a range I like a lot. But $3,300 is a nice price savings. And I think he just gets completely overlooked on this slate now. He's a guy that if he was eligible at other positions, I'd be all over. But, the price is really cheap. And against Richard, that's someone I want to be targeting. It's just, wow, he's going to go under-owned just because of that. So, again, like Wilmer Flores, if you need a value, he's definitely someone to be considering on this slate. And then I think that's about it, though. I mentioned a lot of different guys for you. Again, it's a really big slate. There's guys, obviously, like all around the board at first. It's pretty loaded today. But if you're doing three entry max and there's three guys I'd play, probably Votto, Miguel Cabrera, and then Wilmer Flores. Still other good plays though, like Jose Martinez against a lefty, Jose Abreu against a lefty. A lot of good spots here to look at. Let's go on to the next position. We have second base, and of course, as always, at the top, you know, we got Jose Altuve against a lefty. Someone to consider if you want to pay up for. I get it. Someone that I would love to pay up for, but depends if I have the money. Don't know if I will have the money. Don't know if there'll definitely be a spot where I look to target him for sure. Kipnis against a bad righty. I wouldn't hate that for you to get exposure to this Cleveland offense. I know there's weather there and it's something to be concerned about, but they do have one of the higher run totals, so I like him. Scooter Jeanette, if he's batting in the 4 or 5 hole, I think he's going to be interesting. Cesar Hernandez, if you can spend on Cesar Hernandez, I wouldn't mind that. Julio Teheran, bad against lefties, gives up stolen bases as well. I'm sure the catcher back there will be Kurt Suzuki, who, again, we can steal on. I think this is a pretty good spot for him here. I think that Cesar Hernandez is a really interesting play. If you need to go cheap and you have a good lineup spot for him, Jerickson Profar, that's a guy I think is interesting. Even Asdrubal Cabrera against Richard, there's a lot of good guys here at second base to like. I don't know. There's a lot of actually good plays. One of those days where I'm pretty surprised, because second base is not normally a spot where I'm all over and absolutely love the position, but I think there's a lot of different guys in different ranges. Like Ozzy Albies, if you're doing a Braves sack, wouldn't hate making sure you get him in there. I even think Matt Carpenter is actually pretty interesting here against Brault. So, I would be considering him too. And definitely want to target him against Brault a little bit. He's popping for me. I don't know why he's popping. See, it's lefty-lefty, but he's popping in the model. I'm not going to argue it. I think it's a really interesting contrarian tournament play. Probably not in cash games, but I like this Cardinals stack a little bit too. So I don't mind throwing in lefty-lefty guys when I think team's gonna get their bullpen early, so I would make sure to get him in there in your Cardinals stacks. Third base is a position on this slate where it feels pretty dry, a position that I really don't want to be targeting too much. Really not the biggest fan of it. Of course, the top, right? There's talented hitters. There's Arenado. There's Jose Ramirez. If you can pay for them, sure. I would love to. I don't know. I think it's going to be a spot where I look more so to go a little down. I like Ken. I know he's kind of, you know, more expensive relative to all the third basemen, but 4,200 targeting Tillman with Candelario. I think he is someone that is in play and someone that I'm going to be considering strong for my cash games and loading up on in tournaments today on this slate. Looking here, you know, I don't know. It's just, other than that, it's getting kind of ugly. I mean, down low, like Frazier at 3,900, I would go there. But I don't know. I was looking at it before and I couldn't find guys that I really loved. And I mean, you got Longoria against a lefty, but it's against a lefty that's been pretty good to start out the year. I guess Pedro Alvarez against a home run prone Mike Fiers makes some sense if he's batting in the two hole. Nice little value play. But again, it can obviously be scary. Could get you zero. Have to be willing to embrace that kind of variance with him. But man, third base is ugly today. It's not a position I love. Not one that I'm really going to be going too crazy with. So Matt Davidson, I guess, you know, he hit those two home runs yesterday against a lefty. I guess that can make sense, but I don't know. Kingery, if he's batting high in the order against DeHayron, he's got some speed. You can plug in Carpenter. Like I said, he's against a lefty here, and I guess he's popping, right? He's someone, I don't know why he is there, but he's really cheap too. So batting high in the order, I guess I could consider him for really cheap. So I don't know. That's about third base, though. It is kind of ugly. It's not pretty. And let's move on to the shortstop position and kind of check this out here. And at the top, we have Lindor, who's someone that obviously I always love. And it would be a great way to get exposure to the Indians offense because I don't really like this position at all on this slate. Jose Peraza, he's a good value at 3,400. Wouldn't hate him. If you want to pay up at the top, maybe Machado's another guy I like. I think that's good exposure against Mike Fiers. Feels like a good candidate to hit a home run tonight. And then against the lefty, like Tim Anderson is intriguing. You know, decent price tag of 3,700. If you can get a good lineup spot, say he's batting first, I guess you could go him. But shortstop's kind of not my favorite spot here. So I guess so far it's just Lindor, Peraza, Machado, and Anderson. That's kind of the spot I'm at. Maybe Profar. Not too many of these other guys. It's just not my favorite position. I don't know. It feels like I might have to pay up here too because it's like kind of ugly. Maybe go to a Machado or a Lindor. It's good exposure to against, you know, bad pitchers like my Fires, and like Lindor just seems like a really interesting play. And just again, I want to get exposure to that Cleveland offense if this game plays. So he's someone that I would obviously be considering. And obviously, again, like I said, it feels like a really good spot to kind of when you make your stacks work, just throwing a shortstop on your team, as long as you got enough like power, and if you're targeting a bad pitcher, it seems like an optimal route. So a good filler spot or maybe a spend down spot if you have to. Wouldn't hate kind of going that route. Like I said, the Peraza, though, I like his price. He is definitely someone that's really appealing, and this Reds offense is going to be interesting against Phil Hughes because a bad pitcher. Phil Hughes and Chris Tillman, those are two guys that are bad pitchers and guys I'm going to want to get some exposure to and be targeting the rest of the year. Let's move on to the outfield, though, and outfield, absolutely loaded. I'm going to go, it's always loaded, but I'm going to go team by team to kind of break it down, I'll start rattling them off here. So Cardinals, Pham, Ozuna, and Fowler, I think they're all in play. Really interesting guys you want to get exposure to. Like their prices, too, around the industry. I mean, it's just way too cheap against a guy like Brault. So, I like them here. Actually, wait, I was looking at the FanDuel pricing. My bad. Don't want to get that wrong for you guys. It looked cheap for DraftKings, but I had the wrong one up. So, FanDuel. DraftKings. I like Ozuna and Fowler's price the most. Fam, if you can pay up for him, sure, but that price on Ozuna is really cheap. And Fowler, I think they're all really, really interesting options and guys that you should be considering a ton. So yeah, Cardinals, again, not in the greatest ballpark. Definitely a little upsetting that it's out in Pittsburgh, but they are certainly an in-play stack today on the slate. Diamondbacks, stay away from them. They're against Strasburg. No need to play those guys. I will pass on them. Washington Nationals, I mean, yeah, sure. If you have the money for Bryce Harper and you think Matt Adams is a good value, go for it, but not guys I'm super interested in. Against Arenola and Ciarte, Marquez, and Acuña Matata, I will probably pass on all of them unless I do a Braves stack. If you're doing a Braves stack, yeah, of course, mix them in, but Nola's not a guy I'm trying to target on this slate. Abdullah Herrera, Hoskins, Nick Williams, and Kingery. I think those guys are all in the play in the outfield against a bad pitcher like Tejeron. They got a lot of speed there, too, that can help. Definitely all cash viable and interesting tournament plays. Tigers offense, Martin, Nick Blastolanos, and Jacoby Jones all in play. I like this Tiger stack against Chris Tillman. I agree on them. They're going to be guys I'm going to be loading up on. If you make me play any Orioles here, I think it's probably Trey Mancini. I think that's the one guy I would go to. Don't hate Adam Jones, but probably prefer Mancini if you force me to pick. Texas offense. If you want to play all those lefties, I get it. Chu, Mazzara, Gallo, even the Shields against Stroman, sure, but I don't know. I'm expecting Stroman to regress back to being a better pitcher, and I just don't want to pick on him, and we got to cut out some spots, so I'm cutting you out, Texas outfield. You're gone. Toronto Blue Jays, Steve Pierce and Teoscar Hernandez, those two guys at the top. I don't mind if you want to go cheap with those two, maybe for a little mini stack against a lefty. I wouldn't hate it, but again, I don't know. I'm a little worried with Mike Minor throwing all those sliders and that being a problem for the Blue Jays offense. Tampa Bay Rays, just against Pomerantz, really don't want to play any of these guys. Maybe Carlos Gomez for cheap, but again, not a spot I want to get too overexposed to. I think I will pass. Red Sox, of course, Blake Snell, right? You can play Betts and JD Martinez against a lefty. You can always do it. Mookie Betts really hurt me yesterday. I think I got like 20th in the slam. I only played like one team, and I got 20th with a Mookie Betts zero. So I'm pretty mad at Mookie Betts after that. Really frustrating. But yeah, those are obviously two righties that if you want to pay it for, sure. And Red Sox have one of the higher totals actually on the day. So maybe I should be considering them more, but I'm just a little annoyed about yesterday. But if you have the money for them, of course, pay for them. They just don't seem like bats that I'm paying for. JD Martinez might be one. Like, he's a great one-off I think I'm gonna get exposure to. Like, I'm doing a draft semifinals tomorrow, and I think JD Martinez has a good shot at a home run here against a lefty, so he's someone I think I'm gonna have on my list of guys that I am considering. So yeah, just maybe them as a one-off. Betts or Martinez. I get it, you could stack them, but that's enough rambling about the Red Sox. Let me go to the Rockies. And against Urena, I think all these lefties are in play. Blackman, Dahl, those are two guys I would look at. But other than that, passing on Ian Desmond. Don't think I need to play him. Marlins outfield, I will pass on all those guys. Don't like them in this spot. If this Seattle game goes, I will have no Seattle player, so pass on the outfield. The Indians, Michael Brantley, and that's probably it. If you want to run it back, say you're doing an Indian stack and you want to be contrarian, which again, I don't think you have to go too crazy with your Indian stack today. I think you go 1-4, 1-5, and you're fine. But I wouldn't mind putting Tyler Nakeen for his power as a wraparound stack. Oakland A's outfield, pass on all of them. Don't think we need to really go that route today. Astros outfield, George Springer, he's the one outfielder I would play, and then I'll pass on the rest. Reds outfield, Winker at the top, he's gonna be someone that's very cash viable for cheap, like him. Same with Adam Duvall, a fan of him. Scott Schebler, even Billy Hamilton for wraparound, wouldn't hate that. So like that Reds outfield, definitely a team I'm targeting. Yeah, again, it's weird. I don't know why Phil Hughes is a favorite, which has me really concerned about Castillo. Don't know why he's a favorite. It's Phil Hughes. But anyways, I guess you could play Rosario and Kepler if you wanted, and say you believe in this Twins offense. Again, Vegas likes them, and I'm just not a believer in this. I don't understand what the reason for it is. So I will pass on the Twins outfield personally. White Sox outfield, against a lefty, I'll take Trace Thompson. Had him yesterday. He did me well. I'll go back to the well with him if I play this White Sox offense. Royals outfield, I know the Royals have a really nice run total of 4.7. I'm just wondering where those runs are going to come from. So I don't know. Maybe Whit Merrifield's the only guy I'd play. I just don't love the Royals, even though they have a nice run total. Yankees offense, I'm actually probably not paying for any of these guys here. I don't think the Yankees offense is one that I really want to target on this slate. I know it's against Heaney. I know a lefty that they can obviously take advantage of, but I'll pass. I typically love the Angels offense. They're a team I love to, load up on. I love my boy Jupton. I love Mike Trout and Goat Tani. But not the day for you guys. Sorry, I have to leave you off my list. Against Clayton Richard, I like Cespedes. I'll probably play him. And if you think that, Wilmer and Cespedes and some of these other guys can get to Clayton Richard early, that Padres bullpen isn't good. So I wouldn't mind making sure you get at least a Conforto or a Jay Bruce in your stack when you make your Mets stacks. But I don't think you're making too many Mets stacks today, and they're not one that I will be making. Against Jacob deGrom, I will not play any Padres outfielders. They are off my list. Dodgers, though, against Tarik Holland, I mean, Matt Kemp, Puig, and Taylor, I think they're all in play. Obviously, Taylor's probably the guy I would like the most in cash games. I want kind of the guy who's more hitting for better average in contact. That's kind of the guy I would rather, and that's Chris Taylor. Kemp and Puig in that stadium, obviously tough to hit home runs out of. So I take the guy at the top of the order in my cash games if I want Dodgers exposure through the outfield. And then the Giants against Ryu, I'll pass on these guys. I wouldn't hate McCutchen. Like, if you force me to pick one, that's probably the guy I'd go. Just a more talented player than he should, you know, be priced. So, and he gets a lefty, right? He's right-handed in this spot. So I guess I could go him. But again, probably a guy that I end up not playing. But that'll about wrap up the slate, guys. I'll give you my stack of the day, and I'll make it simple. I've said this all year long. I'm going to keep saying it. And if you never get content from me and it's on that day, you'll know I'm targeting him. You'll know they're probably my stack of the day. Chris Tillman's on the mound. I don't know how Chris Tillman's a favorite, but hey, he's a favorite. I'm going to target him until he gets sent down to the minors. He is terrible. Someone that I definitely want to be, you know, getting exposure to. Let me play the Tigers. Tigers offense is the one I want to load up on here. Like this spot a lot for these guys. Just seems like the spot is too good for them. These righties, I'm going to load up on them. If you look at the lineup, you know, Martin at the top, I'll get him in there. I'll get Candelario, Miguel Cabrera, Blas Delanos. I probably won't play Victor Martinez. Probably leave him off and then go to a James McCann who has a lot of power. Maybe not a lot of power, but enough power where I feel comfortable catcher to go for cheap. And then maybe even a Jacoby Jones I throw in there. But yeah, that's kind of about it, guys. That's the slate. Give me that terrible Tigers team. Give me the Tigers stack against terrible Chris Tillman. That'll be the team that I live on in tournaments and hope will win me a lot of money today. And I hope I helped you guys out. Hope I won you guys a lot of money today. If you have any questions for me, always hit me up on Twitter or have any things that'll say, hey, you could do this in the podcast better. I'm always down to take some, you know, nice criticism or just, you know, help kind of make the podcast better for you guys. If you have suggestions, hey, I wanted you to do Home Run Derby, I'll do that. Give me, you know, if you want to hear about your favorite cheap pitcher that you load up on tournaments, I'll give you that. So just kind of hit me up on Twitter. It's at Travis Mangone. It's TravisMangone. And I will help you guys out as much as possible there. Again, thanks a lot for joining me, and I am out of here.